This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Many words used to describe wine obviously have their roots in the olfactory sense, which directly influences taste. But did you ever think about the musical terms that we use to describe wine? More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Wine tasting is a sensual experience. We use our senses of sight, taste, smell, and even touch to discern the various qualities of the wine and come up with descriptions such as bright, dry, full, or earthy. But did you know that wine can be paired with music to add that fifth sense, the auditory? A project in New Zealand is experimenting with pairing a wine bar with a sonic gallery. Well, after all, we already describe wine in musical tones, such as sharp and flat. So why not bring the two together for a full sensory experience? The creator suggests that there's a connection between musical tones and wine qualities, such as high-pitched tones and high acidity. Lower pitches, on the other hand, are paired with fuller-bodied, more tannic wines. The experimental gallery provides a wine list in which each selection is paired with several musical choices. The customer can enjoy a favorite wine while listening to a preferred style of music that's been carefully selected to complement the wine. Perhaps a few new descriptors like heavy or sad will arise when a wine is aptly paired with music in a minor key. What kinds of new adjectives would you suggest? This is David Wilson, Uncorked.